Hello, magical beings. This is Mary Gabrielle from Modern Masters. And I just wanted to share where I just think it would be fun if we all start sharing more of our personal experiences. Some of them fall into the realm of the paranormal, like today's experience that I'm going to share. But I think that the realms where the paranormal things exist are the same realms where magic works so powerfully and where magic originates from, where the spirit connects with science before it becomes reality. And so I think that it's important for us to talk about things that would normally not be classified as magic and instead be called supernatural or paranormal, because I think the overlap is extremely important. Today, I wanted to share one story. There's probably more to come about a ghost. This one has to do with my grandfather. And I know that many of you have encountered ghosts of either people you know or have known who have passed. And some of you have even had ghost experiences in places that are considered haunted. And I'd love to hear your stories. We can all learn so much from each other and what has happened to each other as we share. So in this case, I think I was about 14 when my grandfather passed away. And his background, he was a musician, a classical. He had studied ever since he was a boy. And when he was very young, I think the age of 10 or 11, he actually left home and started traveling with the symphony. And he played violin and piano. And he had a habit of, when he would visit our home, always coming in, and he'd take his hat off and put that up, and he was very formal, and he would walk over to our piano and begin to play for just a few minutes after he greeted us, and then he would get up and join whatever we were doing, have dinner with us, or begin to talk. But it was just something he felt compelled to do, I guess, and he enjoyed music so much that he would just play that piano a little every time he visited, which was quite often. So after he passed, we traveled back east for his burial. And my mother and father and I returned home in Southwest at the time and didn't feel anything immediately. But I believe, I'm trying to think of the time frame, I think it had been maybe 2 or 3 days. And I was out, just a kid, roller skating away on the driveway and had friends over and was not in any kind of spiritual frame of mind, just very active. And I ran into the house to get a drink of water. And I remember my mother saying, "Take those skates off," things like that. But I just scooted in and ran into the kitchen. And I was at the sink ready to get my water when I heard the piano. And I said, "Mom, someone's in the house playing the piano." And she said to me, "No, it's okay." And I thought she was acting kind of odd. And I didn't really pay too much attention to her. I went right out the kitchen and towards the piano, and no one was there. And I went back in the kitchen and said, "Yeah, no, I guess no one's there." She said, "No one's there, Mary." And I went to get my water again and heard the piano again. I said, "Mom, someone's in this house playing the piano." And she said, "No, no one is, Mary." And I went back to the room to confirm this for myself. And sure enough, no one was playing the piano. Well, later, it was maybe a day later or something, my mother came to talk to me. And she was kind of teary-eyed and sentimental about this experience. And I said, "What is it, Mom?" And she said, "Well, I want to tell you what happened before you came in." So she had been working to cook dinner in the kitchen. And off and on for a full hour or so before I raced in, she had begun to hear the piano playing. And she recognized the song as the little bit that my grandfather would play when he entered the house. And she thought it was odd, and it was very clear and audible, just like I had heard. And she went to check, thinking one of the kids had come in the house or something. And no one was there, of course. And this happened to her several times. And finally, about the fourth time, she realized what it was, that my grandfather was saying, "I'm here. I'm here in your home with you. And You know, it felt very comforting to her, but it has kind of it gives you the chills at the same time. You can feel the comfort, but because it's unusual and because we don't understand all of it and how it works, it can set up some mixed feelings. And I think she was experiencing those as she tried to explain to me what happened. So I wanted to share that one with you. There were more experiences that later transpired with that particular grandfather, which I'll share in the future. But in the meantime, I'd love to invite each and every one of you to share something that has happened to you or that you've heard about. And we'd love to start discussions about how we think these things happen and why. Thank you so much for listening. Take care until next time. Bye.